Hi everybody, this is Marty Barnhart. Hey, I'm in the Detroit airport on the way home from China. I lead the China ministry here at our church, and I'm looking forward to talking to you today about our June 14 Accelerator. Today, you read in 2 Kings 10, 12, 13, and 2 Chronicles 24. We're going to turn our attention specifically today to Joash. He was the king of Judah. As you remember yesterday, when we left off the story, you left with Joash being anointed king at 7 years old. Pretty amazing to think about a seven-year-old child being the king of an entire nation. It's interesting because Joash had this mentor, a man named Jehoiada the priest. And Jehoiada was a great mentor, a guy that not only helped him become the king, but then also stood with him along the pathway as he learned how to be the king of the nation. One of the first things that Jehoiada did was he gave him a copy of the Law of Moses, which, by the way, was instructed way back in your reading in Deuteronomy. Back in Deuteronomy 17, verses 18 to 20, it says that the king not only would receive a copy of the law, but then would also take it and also rewrite the entire five books of Moses in his own handwriting. Can you imagine being able to take all that text, but also to have it available as you began to lead the nation for decisions and for opportunities as to how to govern? At the age of seven, Joash did great. Began to learn the ropes of the kingship. Jehoiada was with him. And it's interesting because the scriptures say very specifically in our text, it says, Jehoiada then made a covenant that he and the people and the king would be the Lord's people. Jehoiada was a great guy, and like I said, a wonderful mentor. And as he stood by Joash, they together made just a stellar team to lead the nation. Joash focused on the Lord, he cleaned out the temple, did lots of great things to really reform the nation, and bring great things and great reform to what was going on. It's interesting though, don't miss this little clue that's in our reading today. 2 Chronicles 24:17 is really easy to miss. Here's what it says. It says, after the death of Jehoiada, the officials of Judah came and paid homage to the king and listened, and he listened to them. By the way, Jehoiada lived for 130 years, so he was around a long time. This was near the end of Joash's reign, and when these officials came to him, reading between the lines, you can figure out they weren't there to try to get him just to do a few things. They wanted him to do all of their things. Literally, they were trying to convince him, do our stuff, bow to us, literally do the kind of things we want you to do. And he listened to them. And it was to his own chagrin that he did, literally to his own demise, that he began to follow these guys. And the text tells us that the very next priest, which was Jehoiada's son, Zechariah, was stoned to death because he challenged the king's decisions after he listened to these guys. Literally, Joash forgot that his life was saved as a child by this guy named Jehoiada. He forgot that he was made king by this guy's intervention. And last, that he really did follow the ways of the Lord with Jehoiada there with him. It's a big lesson that we need to learn here today, and one that I believe is good for all of us to remember, that godly counsel doesn't just come from our mentors, which we need, doesn't just come from good teaching, but comes from us becoming a really good self-feeder in God's Word. Joash missed that. He was a guy that always had good people with him, but he didn't take the Word of God for himself. And unfortunately, when push came to shove, and the king from the north up in Assyria came after him, he didn't stand the test. And the test he didn't stand was, he didn't go after the Lord. And didn't ask the Lord what to do. Instead, he just sold off bunches of stuff and tried to bribe the guy to go away. But when he was wounded in battle, he subsequently died from those wounds. It says the people of Israel, the people of Judah, didn't even honor him with a king's burial in the king's courtyard. It's a sad state of affairs. And it's a great reminder for me that every day to get into the Word of God, and to get into it to learn what God has to say from my heart. It's right to have mentors. It's great to come to services. We want you to be in a journey group. We want you to get into Bible electives. But again, don't miss the point. Get into God's Word yourself. It says in Acts 17, verse 11, that the Bereans tested every day to see if what Paul was saying was true. And it's a great reminder for me to always check it out and make sure that what I'm hearing correlates with the Word of God. That's our standard. That's our truth. It's a great reminder today. Don't miss the clues. Don't miss the text. Go back and take a look at it. Hey, I'm Marty Barnhart. Have a great day. And thanks for reading, and thanks for being a part of Project 44.